This is the American Cheers, Jeers, and Tears podcast. I am Pierre Kandorfer in California City, California, at NeverGiveUpYourDream.us. Fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. This is the episode number 13. Do fears affect your life? We all suffer under some kind of fears. At least sometimes. They may hold back our relationships, our career, prevent us from achieving our goals and dreams. If we are too anxious, our angst might destroy our way of life. Not surprisingly, it doesn't matter whether the reason for our fear is real or just imagined. The effect is the same, sometimes devastating. It is highly recommended to verify whether you too are a victim of your own fears potentially affecting your life. Let me summarize the top reasons why you might be very much limited living your life normally. Number one, many people suffer under the fear of rejection. This is a real problem even in intimate relationships. Countless people are afraid to ask for a date with a person they are attracted to. They are afraid to ask their boss for a raise, or they are afraid to pursue their dream project. Number two, very common also is the fear of failure. Many people don't dare to pursue something unless they are absolutely assured they can win. Number three, the fear of uncertainty prevents many people to try something new, different. They don't like changes requiring them to change. Number four, many people are afraid of loneliness and make all kinds of relationship compromises to avoid that. They get trapped in unhappy relationships and miss many chances in life. Number five, very negative effects causes the fear of change. Some people don't want to acknowledge that our world is changing rapidly. If you resist the change, you are missing a lot of opportunities in life. Number six, the loss of freedom is another fear many people have, in particular in their relationships. Many people don't get married because they are afraid to lose their independence and are unable to balance between healthy dependence and independence. Number seven, countless people are afraid of being judged negatively by other people and shy from attractive social and career opportunities in life. Some people are scared to get hurt and often don't enter romantic relationships, and many avoid friendships for the same reason. Number nine, persons with a negative attitude routinely fear that something bad would happen to them. That's why they restrict their activities through their unrealistic fear. Number 10. People with a low self-confidence always fear that they are not good enough in some cases. They sometimes overcompensate their efforts or just give up. What can you do? If fears affect your life and you are aware of that, you have no choice but to fight against your own fears and change your attitude. With the right mindset, you can overcome virtually everything, including your own fears. Here is how you can approach your own fears. Number one, before you do anything, you must become aware of your fears, acknowledge that they exist, and you have to find them. Number two, find out clearly what you are specifically afraid of. Write everything down and analyze the situation. This will move them from your subconsciousness into your conscious mind. Number three, distinguish all of your emotions associated with your fears. What are you most associating with your fears? This is a powerful driver of your actions and behaviors you must address in order to better understand why we do the things what we do and to better recognize what holds you back in life. Number four, detach yourself from these emotions by admitting that you are defenseless, but you don't let them take over you. Number five, understand the core of your emotions associated with your fear. Number six, try to live a healthy life with nutritious food and lots of exercise. Cut on sugar and carbohydrates. Number seven, use common breathing exercises to overcome your fear. Number eight, write down a catalog of your fears and get a perspective to your problem. Number nine, be compassionate and contribute your time and efforts for a good cause. Number 10, use the law of attraction by embracing love-based thoughts. Number 11, don't hesitate to ask people you trust to help you. Number 12, be gracious, be thankful, and appreciate what you have. And number 13, call upon God and your faith, asking to help you. This is the most powerful force you can ever depend on. Good luck, and let me know whether my advice was able to help you. You can find much more information about this topic in some of my books, such as Good, Kind, and Happy. You can find extensive information about this topic in my book, Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind, available as paperback, $8.95, or ebook for $2.95 on Amazon. You can find the link at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Thank you very much for your attention. Take care until the next time. I am Pierre Kandorfer at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Have a nice day. Since you are listening to my podcast, you are probably also interested in some of my books with topics close to my heart. They all reflect my attitude: fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. Here are some of the book titles: Good, Kind, and Happy, Open Secret to Our Life. Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind. You don't know who you really are. Discover your true self. No more doubt, science confirms the Bible. Idiots from Hell, defying lunatics among us. Endgame, when truth doesn't matter anymore. Whom can we still trust? Find out before it's too late. Liberals hijacking America. Fight Back Manual, Last Bad Strategy for Survival of the Western Civilization. All books are available on Amazon at just $8.95 for a paperback and only $2.95 as an ebook. You can find complete information and the link at my website, nevergiveupyourdream.us. nevergiveupyourdream.us.